Welcome to Riscario Radio. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. Sorry, just had to get that out. This time, episode 143 is The Horror of Rogers' Ultimate Internet. How is your internet access these days? We upgraded to Rogers' priciest Ultimate plan a month and a half ago and have had periodic problems ever since. The speed is inconsistent and access has been intermittent for the last 3 days. I can't even run speedtest.net. The usual steps of unplugging, replugging the equipment hasn't helped either. Here's another example of how innovation gets overrated. Previous plan. Our previous plan, called High Speed Extreme Plus, had downloads of 25 megabits per second and a maximum bandwidth of 125 gigabytes per month. In August, we got upgraded to 32 megabits per second and 150 gigabytes for a few days. The faster speed made a noticeable difference and seemed just right. In September, that became our normal plan, except now, everything seemed sluggish. What happened? We had a rental wireless modem for $7 a month. The range wasn't great compared to our wireless router. As a compromise, we turned the Rogers gear into a wired modem and connected to our own wireless router. This worked well, but we were paying Rogers for wireless services we were not using and did not need. Costco to the rescue. While vacationing in the U.S. in late August, we bought a Motorola DOCSIS 3 modem, the fastest available. The price was $75 at Costco. After returning home, we tested the gear for several days. The results were excellent, until I returned our rental modem to Rogers. Service slowed down. I thought this was due to the back-to-school crowd or technical problems. We waited patiently for weeks. Consequences. I called Rogers and found that we'd been put on an ancient plan with 18 megabits per second and 95 gigabytes per month. We were still paying the same $70 but losing 14 megabits per second and 55 gigabytes per month. That's crazy! By upgrading, we ended up with less. Using convoluted logic, the rep explained we weren't paying more because the price hadn't gone up. We're paying the same, but now we're getting less. To me, that's a price increase. This was the consequence of returning the Rogers equipment. We were not told that this would happen at the time. We could only get the previous service if we were willing to pay an extra $7 a month to rent Rogers equipment we clearly didn't need. Fastest. I asked if we could upgrade to Ultimate, which is 50 megabits per second and 250 gigabytes per month. This costs $100 a month, plus $7 a month for the wireless modem rental, plus tax. In the past, this plan was not available without digital cable. That's pointless since we don't even have a TV. We use Netflix, mobile devices, and a projector. This time I was told that I could upgrade and did. We couldn't get the published plan, though. We're on a faster backbone that isn't available everywhere. The rep put us on an unadvertised plan, 75 megabits per second and 200 gigabytes per month. Faster is better, but why chop usage by 50 gigabytes? Google is piloting 1,000 megabits per second and unlimited usage via fiber optics. That's forward thinking. Rogers Ultimate is inconsistent. Sometimes great, other times sluggish. This has not been a great week. Maybe it's time to call tech support again. P.S. How is your internet access these days? You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. I'm Pramod Sharma.